All right.
Go ahead.
Now, as I pointed out before, that one of the excuses that people have saying that they can eat anything they want is that Jesus and Paul said that that was all right. Well, Luke chapter 10 and verse number 8, Jesus said, "Into whatsoever city you enter, and they receive you, eat such things as are set before you." We're supposed to eat whatever they put before us. Now, the interesting thing about that is that the disciples that he was talking to here, in a few verses above that, in Luke 10:1, he says he sent them two by two before his face into every city and place whither he himself would come. So, did Jesus go to the Gentiles? Did Jesus go to a place where they would have to worry about eating pork or not, or eating things that they shouldn't? Well, let's see. To whom was Jesus sent? Jesus said himself, "I am not sent but unto the lost sheep of the house of Israel." Now, there is no record that Jesus ever went to a place like that. So then, we can see that when he told them that they could go ahead and eat whatever was put before them, no proper Israelite would have had an unclean item on his table. So it is safe for Jesus to tell them that where I'm sending you, which was where he was going, which was to the lost sheep of the house of Israel, that they could eat whatever was put before them. This doesn't apply to us. He wasn't talking to us. He was talking to his disciples. Paul said, though, for us not to judge someone for what they eat. So I would say to Patrick, shame on you for judging us. If you want to look at it this way, shame on you for judging us for what we eat. Shame on you for telling us that it's a matter of salvation. Shame, shame, shame. The Bible says here, Romans chapter 14, verses 2 and 3, "For one believeth that he may eat all things. Another who is weak eateth herbs. Let not him that eateth despise him that eateth not, and let not him which eateth not judge him that eateth, for God hath received him." So shame on him for putting us down and talking bad about us. Is that what this is talking about? Paul continues, "I know and am persuaded," this is Romans 14:14-15, "by the Lord Jesus, that there is nothing unclean of itself, but to him that esteemeth anything to be unclean, to him it is unclean. But if thy brother be grieved with thy meat, now walkest thou not charitably," which we know that's love in action, "destroy not him with thy meat for whom Christ died." So, it says here that some people eat herbs, some people eat meat. So he's saying don't despise anybody because they might not eat meat, but instead eat herbs. So we're not supposed to look down on them. But the question then becomes, is that all that that's talking about? You see, Pat, it looks like Pat's got me. Aha! We can eat any meat as long as we don't esteem it unclean. Pat says, "Bless God, I don't esteem pork as unclean. Bless God, I don't esteem catfish and shellfish as unclean. Hallelujah." Well, I'm glad he don't esteem it that way. Yes, you can eat any meat as long as you don't esteem it to be unclean. Absolutely. But there's just one problem with that. What is meat? Huh? That's a dumb question, preacher. That is a dumb question. You know, preacher, you can go to Winn-Dixie right now, and there's a big sign on the wall that says meat. And you walk over there to the cold case, and there's chicken, and there's turkey, and there's beef, and ha-ha, preacher, I got you, there's pork chops, ha-ha, and ham, all of it's in the meat case, I got you now, preacher. What is meat? According to Strong's 1033, the word translated meat in that scripture that we just read is the Greek word broma, which literally means food articles allowed by the Jewish law. Uh-oh, I shook him up. He's going for a book. which literally means food articles allowed by the Jewish law. Meat literally means the Jewish law. So then, is a pork chop meat? Not according to the Bible. Because pork chops aren't allowed under the Jewish law. Uh-oh. Where is this Jewish law found? Oh, goodness. Blessed lady sitting back there on the second pew up says, Jewish, Leviticus 11 again. Leviticus 11 again. That's that Jewish law stuff. You know what we're talking about here, people, don't you? Don't eat swine and assorted other unclean animals. You know, that's what's found in Leviticus 11. You know, swine is pig for those of us from Mobile, or like I said earlier, hog, H-A-W-G, hog. You know? Or to quote a young lady that I'm trying my best to work with because God sent her and God told me to work with her. But boy, she's hard-headed. Hey, oint me not, okay? Well, I thought it was funny when I wrote it. But anyway, that doesn't matter. That guy at that graduation this morning, he gave an example, and everybody's sitting there looking at him like, huh? And he said, well, it was funny when the comedian said it. But seriously, folks, Romans 14 is vegetarianism, herbs, opposed to eating meat, broma. This has nothing to do with things not approved of to eat in the Bible. This is the difference between vegetarianism and approved food. Things that God says we can eat. Broma, meat, according to the Jewish law. Hey, check me out. Get you a Strong's Exhaustive. Boy, he's digging. He's looking for it too. Oh, there we go. He's ready for me. I told you I shook him up. He had to go for his book. Jesus talked also about defiling the man. You know what I love about this? Pat debates Adventists and all these other people. But I am totally out of left field for him. I come up with stuff that he's got everything set up for the regular Adventist kind of thing. And then I just mess him totally up. Because he hadn't heard the way I present it. That's all right. I ain't been right for years. In Matthew 15, ever since, see, the doctor slapped the wrong end when I was born. In Matthew 15, the disciples ate something without washing their hands. The Pharisees complained about them transgressing the tradition of the elders. Jesus said, Matthew 15, 11, not that which goeth into the mouth defileth a man, but that which cometh out of the mouth defileth a man. Alright, I'm going to go eat me a pork chop after church and I am not defiled because it went in my mouth. That's what Patrick has to say tonight. But Peter did not understand what he was telling them. So Peter asked him, will you please... This is Bill's revised version of it. Jesus, will you please tell us what you're talking about? I still don't get it. Now remember, now this is very interesting. This took place in Matthew chapter number 15. Okay? At that time, Jesus was still alive. Jesus was still teaching the people. The Apostle Peter was still hanging out with him. But yet, Acts chapter 10, Peter says, oh, not so, Lord, I've never eaten anything common or unclean. Oh, okay, so Peter was just dumb and he didn't get the point what Jesus was telling him there in Matthew 15. Either that or he got the point. You're the one that don't get the point. Matthew 15, 17 through 20. Do not ye yet understand that whatsoever entereth into the mouth goeth into the belly and is cast out into the draught? Oh, that's the toilet. But those things which proceed out of the mouth come from the heart, and they defile the man. Well, you know, me and Pat don't have any problem agreeing that what comes out of the heart absolutely can defile somebody.
Can.
The thoughts of the heart. The intents of the heart. Okay? Lust in your heart. Sin in your heart. Murder in your heart. Those things will absolutely defile you. For out of the heart proceed evil thoughts, murders, adulteries, fornications, thefts, false witnesses, blasphemy. These are the things which defile a man. But to eat with unwashed hands defileth not a man. He wasn't talking about food. He was talking about whether they washed their hands or not. That's what the Pharisees were pitching a fit about, because they transgressed the tradition of the elders by not washing their hands. I wasn't going to talk about the Sabbath, but Pat's going to stir it up. Of course, you know, it's like a cow pie. The more you serve, the more it stinks. But the point is, that's just like Sunday is not in the Bible. Sunday is a tradition of man. Jesus didn't rise on Sunday. Jesus, they didn't even do Sunday until the Catholic Church was started. Sunday is a Catholic tradition. You got to keep Sunday, according to them, or you're going to go to hell. The Bible doesn't even mention it. The Bible has one place where it says that on the first day of the week at midnight. And what people don't understand is the Bible day starts at sundown. So for it to be the first day of the week, at midnight, it was Saturday night, not Sunday. The Apostle Paul didn't preach on Sunday. He preached on Saturday night. When they got to the tomb, it said he was already gone. While it was yet dark, they came to the tomb and he was done gone. He didn't rise on Sunday morning. At sunrise, the sun rose, is the stories you hear, the song you hear. What's it belong? Garbage. He got up on the end of the Sabbath. So, it's the point, it's the tradition that you got to understand here. Jesus was stabbing at the tradition. It had nothing to do with food. That's all right. All right. Okay. Fine. You believe what you want to, preacher. Go ahead. That's between you and God. I'm not worried about it. Because it won't affect my salvation. Whether I eat pork or don't eat pork won't affect my salvation. Ephesians 5:5 says, "For this ye know." Well, apparently some people don't know it because they're eating pork. "For this ye know, that no whoremonger, nor unclean person, nor covetous man who is an idolater, hath any inheritance in the kingdom of Christ and God." I beg your pardon, sir. I am not an unclean person. Excuse me. Well, according to Leviticus 11:43, if we eat or touch the carcass of anything that God has defined as unclean or abominable, we make ourselves unclean or abominable. You make yourself that way. Leviticus 11:43, "Ye shall not make yourselves abominable with any creeping thing that creepeth, neither shall ye make yourselves unclean with them, that ye should be defiled thereby." You make yourself unclean. You make yourself abominable. When we consume what God says was not made to be consumed. And yeah, on one thing, I'm right on the same sheet of musical path. You're abominable if a man sleeps with a man or a woman sleeps with a woman sexually. There's a lot of things in the Bible that says will make you an abomination. But you know what? One of them is messing with pork, shellfish, shrimp, catfish. That's one of them. It'll make you abominable or unclean. Remember, no unclean person is going to have any inheritance in the kingdom of Christ or God. Even worse yet, 22:8 says, but the fearful and unbelieving and the abominable. How do we make ourselves abominable? Remember that verse there in Leviticus? Consuming that stuff, touching it? Huh? Makes you abominable? Shall have their part in the lake, which burneth with fire and brimstone, which is the second death. I'm not playing around with either, people. Patrick said that he was talking about salvation issues. I'm talking about them too. Who'll be destroyed at the end of time? When the end of time comes, who's going to be destroyed? Isaiah 66:15-17. Now, let's stop right there. Isaiah is a book of prophecy, people. I think even Mr. Patrick can agree that there's things in Isaiah that have not been fulfilled yet. He's nodding his head. He's in agreement. Isaiah 66 is the last chapter of the book. Isaiah 66 says, for behold, the Lord will come with fire and with his chariots like a whirlwind to render his anger with fury and his rebuke with flames of fire. For by fire and by his sword will the Lord plead with all flesh, and the slain of the Lord shall be many. Now, unless I've slept through it, he ain't come back yet. And if I slept through it, he didn't plead with all flesh, because I counted the all. I'm in the all. Okay? So this is future tense. This is yet to happen. He's coming back. And he's going to do a whipping job on some people. Verse number 18. They that sanctify themselves and purify themselves in the garden behind one tree in the midst, eating swine's flesh. Hog, for those of you in South Alabama. And the abomination, shrimp, catfish, shellfish, lobster, and the mouse, rodents, shall be consumed together, saith the Lord.
What a minute, brother.
I don't know about you, but I don't want to be consumed by the fiery wrath of God.
Amen.
Ain't my idea fun. What you're supposed to do? There's several things you need to do. But what we're talking about tonight is eating. One thing for sure, read Leviticus 11 and follow it. What does this Leviticus chapter 11 that you keep mentioning tell us? Leviticus 11:47 says, to make a difference between the unclean and the clean, and between the beast that may be eaten and the beast that may not be eaten. Praise the Lord. That's the end of my PowerPoint presentation. To eat or not to eat, now you have your answer.